Part 1. 1. Waxillium Ladrian hurried down the steps outside the bar-turned hideout, passing constables in brown who bustled this way and that. The mists were already evaporating, dawn heralding the end of their vigil. He checked his arm, where a bullet had ripped a sizable hole through the cuff of his shirt and out the side of his jacket. He'd felt that one pass.
"Oi," Wayne said, hustling up beside him. "A good plan that one was, eh?"
"It was the same plan you always have," Wax said. "The one where I get to be the decoy."
"Ain't my fault people like to shoot at you, mate," Wayne said as they reached the coach. "You should be happy. You're using your talents, like me granners always said a man should do."
"I'd rather not have shootability be my talent."
"Well, you gotta use what you have,"
Wayne said, leaning against the side of the carriage as Cobb, the coachman, opened the door for Wax.
"Same reason I always have bits of rat in my stew."
Wax looked into the carriage, with its fine cushions and rich upholstery, but didn't climb in.
"Are you gonna be all right?" Wayne asked.
"Of course I am," Wax said. "This is my second marriage. I'm an old hand at the practice by now." Wayne grinned.
"Oh, is that how it works? 'Cause in my experience, marrying is the one thing people seem to get worse at the more they do it. Well, that and being alive."
Wayne, that was almost profound.
"Damn, I was aiming for insightful."
Wax stood still, looking into the carriage. The coachman cleared his throat, still standing and holding the door open for him.
"Right pretty news, that is," Wayne noted.
"Don't be melodramatic," Wax said, leaning to climb in.
"Lord Ladrian,"
a voice called from behind. Wax glanced over his shoulder, noting a tall man in a dark brown suit and bow tie pushing between a pair of constables.
"Lord Ladrian," the man said. "Could I have a moment, please?"
"Take them all," Wax said, "but do it without me."
"But..."
"I'll meet you there," Wax said, nodding to Wayne.
He dropped a spent bullet shell, then pushed himself into the air. Why waste time on a carriage? Steele had a comfortable...